If you're looking for a good thriller to give you chills this summer, our reviewer Alan Chews has some suggestions for you now.
Blessed is the genre writer who can get a good franchise going. Daniel Silva is one of the blessed. He's got an Israeli special ops agent named Gabriel who doubles as an art restorer as the main character in 9 of his first 11 novels. Gabriel has great skills as an operative, having stopped terrorist plots and major kidnappings and endured a number of captivities of his own in order to keep Israel safe among nations. He's also got great skills as an art restorer, and in this new novel, he's living incognito in Italy with his Italian wife, she's also a secret agent, and working on a commission for the Pope himself. But of course, Gabriel's piece is short-lived. Bodies pile up. The novel explodes with plot. Silva does this without ever sacrificing a fine-handed characterization. That's what distinguishes Silva's work from the run-of-the-mill spy thrillers produced these days, with the Cold War long over and global terrorism still just a bit of a dodgy subject. The late Swedish genre writer Stieg Larsson sticks with investigative journalism and the police procedural in the first two books of his Stockholm crime trilogy that began with The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo and continues now with the publication of The Girl Who Played with Fire. She's punky young Lisbeth Salander, a bit Asperger-like in demeanor, but a brilliant researcher who teams up with an investigative journalist to solve some mysteries and multiple murders. One of the novel's great mysteries is Salander's own past, which comes back in murderous ways to haunt her in this new volume. Taken together, these books are so good, I have to keep reminding myself that they're just genre novels, so that I shouldn't think about Salander as if she were a figure out of fiction with a larger vision and grander heights. But still, I do.
The books are The Defector by Daniel Silva and The Girl Who Played with Fire by Stieg Larsson, two thrillers reviewed by Alan Schuss.